Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Isai, Shalom from Yerushalayim, Irak Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Vayera, where Avraham Avinu travels down south to the city of Gor, and over there, Avimelech, the king of Gor, takes Sarah Imenu, similar to what happened in last week's Parsha, where Paro Melech Mitzrayim took Sarai, and Sarah is miraculously released by Avimelech, as we will see. Perek Chof, Posuk Aleph. Vayisa Mishom Avraham Arzo Anegev Vayeshev Bein Kodesh Uvein Shur Vayogor Bigror. And Avraham Avinu left from where he was. And where was Avraham Avinu at this point? The simple reading of the Psukim in Parshas Lech Lecha would seem to say that Avraham is in Eloine Mamre, in the area of Hebron. However, Rashi told us above that at this point Avraham Avinu is actually in the mountain Bein Beis El Uvein Ha'ai. Wherever he was, he left there and he went down south to a place between Kodesh and Shur, and the place was called Gor. Why did Avraham Avinu travel from wherever he was? Says Rashi to Pshot. Vayisa Mishom Avraham Kesharo Shechorvu Akrochim. These cities were destroyed. Uposku ho'ivrim v'ashovim. There's no passerbys. There's nobody to be machnes ochim. No, saloi misham. He left from there. This pshat would make more sense if Avraham Avinu is indeed in Eloine Mamre, in the area of Hebron, because that is indeed not far from Sdoim and Amoiro. However, if Avraham Avinu is in Beisel, I don't know what the destruction of Sdoim would have, what effect that would have on the area of Beisel. Rashi has a second pshat. Dovorachel lizrachek miloit. He wants to get away from Loit. Sheyotzo olov shemra shebo al b'noisov. Loit got himself a bad name. He was with his daughters. And therefore, he wants to get away from that. Here also, it sounds that Loit left Soyar and he dwelled on a mountain. Where was that mountain? I don't know. If we'll assume it's not far from Tzoyar, so it's in the same area, that would make sense that Avraham Avinu is in Eloine Mamre, in Hebron area. Unless that hor means all the way by Avraham Avinu, but that's what Loit was trying to avoid when he told him Alachim, he doesn't want to go there. Unless we'll say, when Rashi said before that Avraham Avinu dwelled Bein Beis El Uvein Ha'ai and his tents reached to Hebron, it means he was all over the place. He was between Beis El and Hebron all the time, and therefore this is considered his house. Posuk Beis Vayomer Avraham El Saro Ishtoi Achoisihi Vayishlach Avimelech Melech Geror Vayinkach Es Saro. And Avraham Avinu remembers what happened to him 24 years ago when they went down to Mitzrayim and he was worried about Sarai, them taking him as a wife and killing him. And therefore, here Avraham Avinu doesn't even ask Sarah. Right away he says, this is my wife, this is my sister. And therefore Avimelech, Melech Gor, sends some ministers to fetch her. Says Rashi, Vayomer Avraham, Kan lo not al reshus, elo al kocho, shalei b'tevoso. He didn't even ask her. Avraham knows what Goyim do, and therefore right away he says, she is my sister. El Sarah Ishtoi. He's not talking to Sarah. Sarah knows that she's not his sister. Rather, El means Al, regarding Sarah Ishtoi. The Kayoitze boy, we find El Hilokach Oroin, the El Chomio. In those post-psukim, it means shneim loshen al, regarding, not to. Posuk gimel vayavo Elohim el Avimelech mechaloi maloi lo vayoymer loi hine chomeis al hoisho asho lokachto vihi beulas bo al. It seems that Avimelech was on a higher dargo than Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Hashem did not appear to Paroi. He just inflicted him with punishments. Over here, Hashem speaks to Avimelech in his dream. And he tells him, you're about to die for the woman that you took. She's a married woman. What are you doing? Posek Daled v'Avimelech lo yikor Avileho v'ayoymar Adoinoi hagoy gam tzadik taharoig. The Pasuk says Avimelech did not get close to Sarah, and therefore he turns to Hashem and he says, Vayomer Hashem, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taroig, Tell me, Hashem, this is what you normally do? You kill nations even if they're tzaddikim? That's what you did by the Ramabul, that's what you did by the Raflogo, that's what you're about to do to me also? Says Rashi, he's not such a big tzaddik for not getting close to her. He wanted to, but Hamalach Minoi, the Malach prevented him. We'll see later on in Posuk Vov, Hashem said, I held you back. Hagoy gam tzadik ta'aroig, af im hu tzadik. Who is referring to the goy, the nation? Even if the nation were to be a tzadik, ta'argenu. Shemo kach dalkeho, is this your way? Le'abe de umo is chinom, you just kill out nations for nothing? Kacho si se lo de ramabul, ulo de rapaloga, afani yoimel, asher agotam, aloi dovo. You killed them for nothing, says Avimelech. Kishem shato imel orgeni, this is what you're about to do to me. Avimelech continues to excuse himself. Was okay. Haloi hu omali achoisihi vihi gamihi omerochi hu besom levovi uvinikyoin kapai osisizois. He told me that she's his sister. She also said that he's my brother. Not only that, I asked all their slaves. They all said the same story. Besom levovi, with the pureness of my heart. He said he's his sister. Why should I think otherwise? Uvinikyo in kapai. Not only that, I didn't do anything yet. Osisi zois. Says Rashi, gam hi. Lerabo is avodim ugmalim vechamoirim shelo. Scratch that. Gmalim and chamoirim, camels and donkeys don't talk. It means gamolim, chamorim. Camel drivers and donkey drivers, I asked their slaves. And they also said, it's kulam shalti. They all said, yes, it's his brother. It's her brother. Besom levovi, with the pureness of my heart. Shalo dimizilachtoi, I had no intention to do a sin. Uvenikyo in kapai. Noki ani menachet. Shalo inogati bo itako, indeed did not touch her yet. Posuk vov, ayoy merei lov ho Elohim bachaloim. Gam onichi yodati ki besom levovcho si zazois. And Hashem responds to Avimelech about the two tainus. Avimelech said, number one, besom levovi. It was the pureness of my heart. I had no intention to sin. I had no idea that she's an Eishes Ish. Number two, uvenikyo in kapai. I didn't even touch her. Says Hashem to Avimelech, on the first time I accept your claim, ki besom levavcho si zazois, is true. How would you know? But on the second time, uvenikyo in kapai, that's not entirely true. You wanted to touch her. Who stopped you? Voichser gam anoichi oischa mechatoili. I stopped you. Al kein lenesaticho lin goyela. I held you back from touching her. Says Rashi, yodati ki besom levavcho. You had no intention to do a chet. The second thing you said, enkan, that's not true. You did touch her. These words in Rashi are in brackets because it doesn't fit with the next Rashi. It's not from you that you didn't touch her. Elochasachti ani oischa mechatoili. I held you back. I didn't give you the strength. It means I didn't give you the strength. I didn't give you the capability. And now, says Hashem to Avimelech, return this married woman to her husband because he is a Novi. How is that a reason that I should return his wife? And if he's not a Novi, I don't have to return his wife. Says Rashi, no, you have to return her because she's an Eishes Ish, whether or not he's a Novi. You may be worried about that now he's going to hate you and he's not going to daven for you. Don't worry about that. He's a Novi. He knows that you didn't touch her, and therefore he will daven for you, and you will live. We'll soon see what's there to daven about. We'll soon see. But if you don't return her, you should know that you're a dead man. Says Rashi, Oshev Eisa Shoish. Rashi has to explain the connection to the words Kinovihu. Says Rashi, he'll look down at you. He may not receive her back. He'll hate you. Why shouldn't he hate me? Who's going to tell him that I didn't touch her? Omaloi says, Hashem ki noviu. V'yoideya shaloi nagata, but he knows that you didn't touch her. Lefichoch v'yispalel ba'atcho, he'll daven for you, as we'll see about what. Posuk ches v'yashkim avimelech baboiker v'yikro lechol avodov v'yidaber ez kol adevorim o'eile bozneihem v'yireu ho anoshim me'oid. Avimelech gets up early the next morning and he calls all of his servants and he tells them what happened the previous night, and everybody is very scared. And Avimelech calls Avram and he tells him, what did you do to us? And what wrong did I do to you that you did this to me? That you brought this great chet upon me and my kingdom? Rashi describes the infliction that Avimelech got that night, him and his whole household, were things that never happened ever. Says Rashi, a makkah that was never ever happened al belyo on any other creature bo leinu al yodcho, namely atziras kol nekovim, all the holes in our bodies were stuffed up. Shel zera, shel ktanim, they couldn't use the bathroom. Shel rei ktanim and gdoilim ve'aznaim ve'choitem, all our holes in our body were all closed shut.
Vayomer Avimelech el Avraham amor oiso ki osiso es hadavor hazeh.
Avimelech repeats the question. I guess Avram was silent. Avimelech says, no, Avram, what do you have to say for yourself?
Avram
answers, I see by the questions that I was asked when I walked into the city, that this city has no Yiras Shamayim over here. When I walked into the city, the first question, excuse me, is this your wife, your sister? What kind of weird question is that? That's what you ask a guest when he comes into a city? I knew where they're heading. I knew they're going to kill me if I would say that she's my wife. And that's why I said it.
Says Rashi, Raken Yiras Elohim. How did he figure that out? Because Achseno Yishebo Lohir, a guest that comes to the town, Al Iske Achilo Shtiyo Shuali Moisoi, Al Iske Ishto Shuali Moisoi.
What's the proper question to ask a guest? You want something to eat? You want something to drink? Or right away, is this your wife or your sister? Ishtechoi, achoyischoi.
Posugud base. Says Avraham Avinu, the truth is, it's not an entire lie what I said. Vegam omno achoyisivas ovihi ach loivasimi vatihili leisho.
Says Avram, Vegam Omno, Omno from the word Emes, Omen. The truth is, she is my sister. She is a half-sister. She, Soro, and myself share a father. True, we don't share a mother, but we do share a father. And that's why I'm allowed to marry her. Even though Bnei Noyach were also in Arayos, but that's only a sister from the mother. A sister from the father, regarding Bnei Noyach, is not considered a sister. And therefore she is my sister. And therefore I didn't lie. And I took her as a wife because it's not considered a rayos. You're probably wondering, how did Sarah Imenu become Avram Avinu's sister? We know that Sarai is Yisko, as Rashi told us at the end of Parshas Noyach. And this Sarai, also known as Yisko, was the daughter of Horon, Avram Avinu's brother. Avram Avinu married his niece, not his sister. And for Rashi, with the rule of Bnei Bonim Areim Kebonim, grandchildren are like children. That means Soro is like Terach's daughter. That would make Avram and Soro brother and sister. However, since Horon, Soro's father, was born from a different mother, Terach had two wives. Therefore, it's considered my sister from my father, not from my mother. Says Rashi, Achoisi bas ovihi, ubas av muteres leben noyach. Shein ovois legoi, regarding a goi, it's not considered a father. Only the mother makes you brother and sister. Ukedei le'ames dvorov eshivam came in order to tell them that he did say the truth. He didn't lie. Fract Rashi v'im toima avaloi bas ochiv hoisa. It's not true. She was the brother. She was the daughter of his brother, not his sister. That's a niece. And fract Rashi bnei bonim areim kebonim, grandchildren are like children. V'arei bitoi shel terach, she's terach's daughter with this rule of bnei bonim areim kebonim. V'kachu oimer leloit ki anoshim achim anachnu. At the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, he tells Loit the same thing. We are brothers. How is Avram and Loit brothers? Because Loit is the son of Horon, which is the son of Terach, bnei bonim areim kebonim, which makes Avram and Loit brothers. Ach Loit bas imi, because Horon me'im acheres hoiso. Horon was from a different mother than Avram Ovinu. Posu gud gimel vayehi kasher isu oisi. Elohim mi beis ovi voimar lo ze chasdei chashot asim odi el kol amokoi mashon ovoi shomo imri li ochihu. And when Hashem told me to wander from my father's house, and I knew I'll be traveling in all types of places, I told my wife, Soro, do me a favor, wherever we go, just tell them that I'm your brother, and let's avoid problems of them killing me in order to marry you. Says Rashi, Ve'ikasher his'u oisi. Unkulu tirgei mashe tirgei. Unkulu has a whole shtickle toich over here, adds a lot of words to the pasuk, what it means, kasher his'u oisi elokim. Take a look at Targum. Rashi says, I'm not going to go with Targum. V'yesh liyashev oid dovo dovo alofno. I'm going to tell you a different pshat, that it seemed that Rashi holds fits better into the pasuk. K'shoytzi'an Yakodosh Baruch Hu mibeis ovi, when Yakodosh Baruch Hu took me from my father's house, lihiyoyz meshoytet v'nod mimokim lemokim. I'm going to be traveling from place to place. Yodati shevel mokim reshoyim. I knew that I'm going to pass by cities of wicked people. Voimalo, yes, sogo, my wife, zechazdech. This is the favor you could do for me. Kasher hisu loshen rabim. Who was Hisu? Who made me wander? Hashem. How many gods are there? One, of course. So why is Hisu Loshen Rabim? It should have said Hiso. And Zokt Rashi, Val Titma. It's not a kasha, don't wonder. Ki beharbe mekoyim is many places. Loshen Elohus, Veloshen Morus. Any, the name Elohim, and any Loshon of Morus, which means somebody that's in charge, is used b'loshon Rabim. And Rashi gives us examples. Ashal cholchu Elohim, Elohim chayim, Elohim kedoshim. V'chein loshon Elohim, loshon Rabim. The word Elohim itself is loshon Rabim, is plural. We find the same thing b'loshon Morus, somebody that's in charge of somebody. V'chein v'yikach adoinei Yosef. Yosef only had one master. It should have said adoin Yosef. But it says it plural. Va'adoinei ho'adoinim. Adoinei ho'oretz. V'chein be'olov imoy. The owner, which is also some type of somebody in charge. It should have said be'oloi. Be'olov is plural. V'huad be'olov. You see, somebody that's over you, in charge of you, is loshon rabbi. V'im toima ma'u loshon his'u. What does it mean Hashem made me wander? Avraham Avinu is a wandering person, as if he doesn't know where he's going. Says Rashi, although the word toye does mean to wander and be lost, it also includes kol ha'goyle mimikoymoi, anybody that's not in his place, the einoy meyushov, he's not settled, koru toye, even if they're not lost. K'moy v'teilech v'teisa, toisi kise oived, yisu levli oichel, yotsu v'yitu levakeish ochlom. Which means to wander, even if it's not necessarily lost, which is the literal meaning of Isu, it could also refer to somebody outside his place. Imri li, says Rashi, it doesn't mean tell me. You don't have to tell me that I'm your brother. Rather, olai, regarding me. Regarding Yitzchok and Parshas Toldois, there also, it doesn't mean to his wife, they didn't ask his wife, rather, al ishtoi, regarding his wife. V'omar paroi, livnei Yisrael. In Parshas Beshalach, Paroi is not talking to Bnei Yisrael after they ran away. Rather, k'may al b'nei Yisrael, regarding Am Yisrael. P'yoyim ruli isha haragosu, meaning about me, they'll say that a woman killed him also by Avimelech, a different Avimelech, in Sefer Shoftim.
Posuk Yudalet, v'yikach Avimelech, tzoin uvokor, v'avodim ushfochoiz, v'yitein Avraham, v'yoshev loy eis, soro ishtoi.
And Avimelech took flock and cattle and male avodim and female slaves, and he gave it to Avraham, and he also returned Soro, his wife.
Says Rashi, v'yitein Avraham, why did he give him all these gifts? Kedei sheyispayes v'yispalel olov. He should be appeased and daven for him that this mako that they got should go away.
Posuk desvov vayoy meravimelech inearti lefonecho vatoiv beinecho shev. Avimelech tells Avraham, my whole country is in front of you. Wherever you want, you could live.
Inearti, says Rashi, inearti lefonecho.
Avol paroi, after the story when he took Sarai and had to give her back, what did Paroi tell Avraham?
Hine ishtecho kach volev, get out of here. Lefi shenisyarei shamitzriim shtufei zimo.
Paro is nervous that the other mitzriim will be mezane with Sarai.
Mashenkein anshe gror,
he didn't have, Avimelech didn't have that chashash, and therefore you're welcome to stay here.
Pozuk tesayin ulesaro omar, hine nosati elef kesef lochich, הנה הולך כסוס עיניים לכל אשר יתוך ואיז כהל ונכוח אס.
And then Avimelech turns to Sarah and he tells her, I gave your brother 1,000 silver coins. Why? This should be a cover for all the eyes that are looking down at you. You must be worried that people are going to look down at you. Ah, Avimelech took her and he did what he did with her. Now that they see that I was forced to give so much money to your brother, they know that it was miraculous that you got out of me. And therefore they'll know and believe that I actually did not touch you.
Ve'iskoil ve'nechochas.
The word nechochas means b'loshen teichocho, to prove. You'll be able to prove all those people wrong when they claim that I was mezana with you. That is the pshat Rashi learns in the Pasuk. Rashi also brings down Targum. We'll see it when we see Rashi. According to this pshat, the word einayim, eyes, is referring to other people's eyes looking down at Sarah. They won't look down at you. This will cover their eyes, the fact that I had to send you off with so much money.
Says Rashi, l'Sarah over Avimelech, lichvoida, to honor her, k'dei lefaiso, to appease her. Hine osisi loch kovoid ze, I gave this kovoid to you. Nosati momoi le'ochich.
I gave money to your brother, she'amalt olov ochiyu. He's the man that you claimed that he's your brother.
Hine momoi va'kovoid azeh loch ksus einayim.
It will cover the eyes. L'choy la'sharitoch. All those that are with you and looking at you.
Yechasu einayim.
They'll cover their eyes. She'lo yekiluch. They won't look down at you.
If I would have sent you back empty-handed, they could have said,
after he did what he did to her,
he gave her back.
But now that I had to spend a lot of money on this giving back and to appease you,
I was forced to give you back, it was through a ness.
And then they'll believe that I actually did not touch you.
Ve'eis koil, v'im kol boi oilom,
with all the people, even those that are not next to you, to look down at you. Rather, the whole world, that they're thinking badly about you.
V'neichochas, yielach pischein pe,
you could open your mouth, leizvakeach, to argue, ulehagois dvorim nikorim alolu, and to show them these obvious things, what happened, that you were not touched.
V'loshen teichocha b'chol mokoy means birur dvorim,
to clarify the subject. That's Rashi's pshat.
V'unkelos tilgei meponim achirim.
Unkelos teiches differently.
V'loshen amikre, loshen amikro kachu noifel al targum.
According to the targum, this is how you have to read the pasuk.
Hine yuloch kesus shel kovoid al ho'inayim sheli, sheshol tuboch uvochol asher itoch.
According to the targum, the einayim, the eyes, is referring to my eyes, Avimelech's eyes.
this money that I'm giving your brother will be a cover of honor in, because of my eyes that looked at you. U'b'choy la'sharitoch, I don't know what it means, according to Targum. Val kein tilgamu v'chazis yosich, I saw you, v'yos kol de'imoch, that's what Rashi says, v'choy la'sharitoch, I don't know what it means. So according to Targum, Einayim is referring to Avimelech's eyes. The last words of Targum, Veiskoil v'nechochas, Targum says, Val kol ma de'amart itoichacht, Rashi does not quote, nor does Rashi explain, but it seems that Targum is learning differently than Rashi learned those words. V'yesh medrash agodo, aval yishuv loshna mikro pirashti. There are other medroshim, but this is the pshat in the pasuk. Posuk Yud Zayin, Vayispalei Avraham Elohu Elohim, Vayirpo Elohim, Es Avimelech, Ves Ishtoi, Ve'amohisov, Vayeledu. And Avraham Avinu davened to Hashem, and Hashem cured Avimelech, his wife, and his shvochos, and they all gave birth. Miraculously, everybody was pregnant at the time. And what about Avimelech? He also gave birth. Says Rashi, no. Vayeledu does not mean to give birth. It opened up. Niftechu nikveyem, all their holes opened up. Voitziu, mashetzor lotzeis, whatever had to come out, whether it's the meraglaim, whether it's the tzoyo, whatever had to come out, came out. V'hi leido shalahem, that is the birth that the posuk is referring to. Ki yotzoy rotzar, adoinoi ba'al kol rechem, leveis avimelech al devar soro. Ishes Avraham. Because Hashem had stopped all the rechem. The rechem literally means the womb, which is the following the literal translation of Vayeledu. But Rashi already told us, it doesn't mean that everyone gave birth. Rather, rechem in this context, says Rashi, keneged kol pesach. Keneged, every opening of the body was stopped. Rechem is an example of an opening. Al devar soro eishes Avraham. Poshe pshat, I would have said, means this happened to Avimelech because regarding what he took Sarah, the wife of Avraham. But Rashi says, no, it could be Rashi just means as a drash. Al devar soro al pi diburo shel soro. Based on the word of soro, soro told the malach, asked Hashem, to inflict Avimelech and his house with this infliction, and that's what happened. Rashi did the same drasha by Paro Melech Mitzrayim, al devar sorai eishes Avraham. Over there also Rashi says, al pi diburo. It could be Rashi means that that's the pshat. More likely Rashi means that that is the drash of the pasuk. Adkan, topic number 5, Parshas Vayero, Avraham's travels to Gror, Avimelech taking Soro, and the miraculous exit of Soro from Avimelech's house.
Shalom aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim, Irak Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the sixth topic of Parshas Vayero, where the Torah tells us about the birth of Yitzchak Avinu and how Avraham Avinu throws Hagar and Yishmael out of the house. This is also the laning of the first day, Rosh Hashanah. Perek of Aleph, Posuk Aleph. V'adoinoi pokades soro kasher omor v'yas adoinoi lesoro kasher diber. And Hashem remembered soro as he told Avraham Avinu at the end of Parshas Lech Lecho by the Parsha of the Bris Milo. And Hashem did to soro as he spoke to Avraham Avinu earlier on in Parshas Lech Lecho in the Parsha of Bris Bein HaBesori. Says Rashi v'Hashem pokades soro somach Parsha Zulekan. This story is written specifically over here, right after the previous one. Why? Nelamed cho to teach you. Shekol ha-mevakash racham emal chaveiro, anybody who davens for his friend. Buhutzor lo yisoy dovor, and he needs the same thing. Hu na'no tchilo. The one who davened gets answered first. Shenemar, it says previously in Posuk Yud Zayin, Vayispalel Avraham elo Elohim. Avraham davened to Hashem that he should cure Avimelech, his wife's, and his maidservants. V'somich lay over here, it said, Hashem pokades soro. Hashem remembered soro, and she became pregnant. She'pokdo kvar koidem sheripies Avimelech. He remembered soro before he cured Avimelech. Pokades soro kasher omor. He remembered soro behiroyon, to make her pregnant. V'yaz Hashem le soro kasher diber, referring to beledo, that she gave birth. Veichoni amiro, veichoni dibur. Where do we find the amiro and the dibur regarding the pregnancy and the birth of Yitzchok? Amiro, it says at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, in the story of the Bris Milo. Vayoyimer Elohim, avol Soro ishtecho, uledet lecho bein. Hashem told Avram that Soro will have a child. Use it loshen vayoyimer. Dibur. In the middle of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hoyo Dvar Hashem El Avram, Bebriz Bein Absorim, Rashi over here learns that that is part of Briz Bein Absorim. B'shom Ne'emar, Loi Rosh Chose, Eliezer, your slave will not inherit you, rather, Behavia Yoyresh Misoro. Your Yoyresh, your inheritor, will be a son from Soro. Vayas Hashem L'Soro, Kasher Diber, as Hashem spoke, who did he speak to? Not to Soro, rather, L'Avraham. Posuk bein vatar vatilet soro leAvraham bein lizkuno v'lamoyed asher diber oisoi Elohim. And Soro Imenu became pregnant and she gave birth to a son for Avraham Avinu when Avraham Avinu was old. Lamoyed, at the time asher diber oisoi Elohim, the time that Hashem spoke about. What is that time? Rashi says two pshatim over here, and a third pshat, and the next Rashi. Lamoyed asher diber oisoi Rabbi Yudon v'Rabbi Chama. Rabbi Yudon oimer melamed shenoilad letes chodoshim. Yitzchok was born full term, a full 9 months of pregnancy. That's what the time means. And why is that so important? Shelo yoimru mibeisoi shlavi melechu. Nobody should say that Soro became pregnant with Yitzchok from Avimelech. Therefore, it was a full 9 months way after. Nobody should suspect that. Rabbi Chama Oimer, L'shiva Chodoshim. No, Yitzchok was born 7 months pregnancy. And what does Lamoyed mean according to Rabbi Chama? It means on a Yom Tif, Yitzchok was born on Pesach. Lizkunov, although the Poshab Shan means when Avraham Avinu was old, Rashi makes a drosha of a Rosh Tevois. Zikunov, Ziv Ikunin, which means the facial features of a person, the shine of the face, Shaloi Doime Loi. Yitzchok's face looked like Avraham Avinu to show that he did not come from Avimelech. Lamoyed asher diber oisoi, says Targum Demalil Yosei, which means Hashem spoke about the time. It doesn't mean that Hashem spoke with him, namely Avraham, because then it would have said asher diber itoi. Rather, asher diber oisoi, Hashem spoke about the time. As hamoyed, asher diber v'kova, Hashem spoke about the time and he said that time. This is the third pshat in lamoyed. What is that time that Hashem set? Kishomar loy at the beginning of the parsha. Lamoyed oshuv eilecho, I'll return back at this time. What does that mean? So, gad lo yisrito b'koyisel, he made a scratch on the wall. Ve'omar loy, and he told Avraham Avinu, when the sun reaches this scratch, next year, at this time of day, Teled Soro will give birth. And that is Lamoyed, according to this third pshat. Posu Gimel Vayikro Avraham Eshem Beno Yanoilad Lo Yashor Yolodo Lo Yisoro Yitzchok Vayomol Avraham Es Yitzchok Benoi Ben Shemoinas Yomim Kasher Tzivo Yisoi Elohim. And Avraham Avinu named his son that Soro gave birth Yitzchok. And Avraham gave Yitzchok a bris milah when he was 8 years old. Both these facts, namely, the naming of Yitzchak and the bris milah, he did as Hashem has commanded him at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. The Avraham ben me'az shana beivoled loy eis Yitzchak benoy. Avraham was 100 years old when he gave birth to Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948 Lebrias Ha'olam, which means we're now holding in the year 2048 Lebrias Ha'olam. And Soro said, Hashem has made me very happy, and anybody who hears about my story will be happy for me. Says Rashi, Yitzachakli, Yismach Olai. Medrash Agodo, Darshan, Yitzachakli, not for me, rather with me. And why is that?
because harbe akoroit nifkedu imo, many barren women were also remembered with sorrow. Harbe cholim nisrapu boi bayoim, many sick people were healed that day. Harbe tfilois nanu imo, many tfilois were answered. Ve'rav schoik hoyo bo'oilom, there was a lot of happiness in the world. According to this Medrash Agodo, Yitzchak HaKli means happy with me. Pozuk Zayin Vatoy Mermi Mileil Leavrohom Einikovonim Soro Kiolati Veinizkunov. And Soro says, who was the one that spoke to Avraham Avinu that Soro will nurse many children and that I will have a child when he is old? This Mimi Leil is not a question expecting an answer. We know who that is. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, it's a way of praising Hashem. Who was the one? Namely, of course, it was Hashem who kept his promise. Says Rashi, Mimi Leil Loshon Shvach V'Chashivus. It's a praise, not a question. Kimoi, Pasuk in Yeshayo, Mi Po'al V'Oso, Mi Boro Eile, referring to Hashem. Look how great Hashem is that He keeps His promises. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mavtiach ve'oise. Mileil, shino akosu v'loy omar diber. Mileil is an interesting way of saying to speak. The normal way would be diber. Why did it say mileil? Because gematria shaloi kuf. The gematria of the word mileil is 100. Mem is 40. Lamed and lamed is 60. That's 100. Sarah's coming to hint, at the end of 100 years of Avraham Avinu, that's when he had a son. Sarah gave birth to many, Sarah nursed many children. Why many? She only had one. All the Choshuva ladies brought their children, Imoen, together with them, and without the women that nurse. Ve'iniko oisam and Sarah imenu nursed all the children. And what was the purpose of this? Shoyoimroi's people would say, lo yoldo Sarah. Really, Sarah did not give birth. Elo asufi hevio min hashuk. She collected a baby that was thrown out in the market. So Sarah imenu nursed all the children to prove that indeed she did give birth, because only a woman who gave birth can nurse. Posuk ches vayigdal yelet vayigomal. And the child Yitzchak grew up. He was weaned. He finished nursing 2 years after he was born. And in honor of the occasion, Avraham makes a big party. Godoil. What's big about it? What's great about it? That the Gdoil Adoil were there on the day that Yitzchak was weaned. Says Rashi, Vayigomal Lesoiv Chof Dalet Chodesh, 24 months after he was born. Mishte Godoil, what makes it Godoil? Shoyusham Gdoil Adoil. Namely, Shem Ve'evel Ve'Avimelech. Shem Ve'evel, we know where the Gdoil Adoil. Avimelech, sound like a Chiddush. He's considered one of the Gdoil Adoil after what he did in the last topic. So either, yes, he was Gdoil Adoil, but he was Nichshal and he did Tshuva. Or Gdoil Adoil could also mean the Choshuv of people, not necessarily Teredik Choshuv. Posuk tez vatire soro es ben hagor amitzri sasho yolodo le'avrohom metzachek. And Soro sees the son of Hagor, the Egyptian maidservant of Soro, who became the wife of Avraham Avinu. And he sees her child Yishmael metzachek. Metzachek literally means laughing or acting lightheadedly. Rashi says this specifically refers to one of three aveirois that Yishmael was doing. It says Rashi mitzachek loshen avod zarah, kmo shenemar b'yitzchak by chet ha'egel v'yakumu letzachek, referring to avod zarah. Dovar acher loshen gilui arayos, kmo detemo, as it says later on in Parshas Vayeshev by Eshes Potifar with Yosef Atzadik, letzachek being referring to gilui arayos. Dovar acher a third pshat. The story of between Yoav and Avner, the two armies of Dovid HaMelech and Shaul, and they said to each other, let the Neorim, the young lads, get up and fight in front of us, namely, whoever kills the other one will win. Posuk Yud Vatoimer Le'Avraham Goresh Ha'omo Azois Ve'ez Beno.
כי לא יירש בן הומו הזויס עם בני עם יצחוק. And Sarah told Avram, get rid of this maidservant and her child, because this son of the maidservant, namely Shmuel, will not inherit you together with my son Yitzchok. Says Rashi, im beni. What is Sarah's worry about Yishmuel inheriting Avram with Yitzchok? They're just kids, and Avram has many years to live. Who's talking about inheritance? Says Rashi, mitshuvas Sarah, from the fact that Sarah says, ki lo yirash ben homo im beni atolomed, you could learn, masho yo meiriv im Yitzchok ala Yerusha. You see, this is a response to something. Yishmuel was fighting with Yitzchok about inheritance. Vo'oimel, Yishmuel tells Yitzchok, ani b'choyer, I'm the firstborn, v'noitel pishnaim, I deserve to get double. That's the din of a b'choyer. Ve'yoytzim basode, and they would go out to the field. Ve'noytel kashtoy ve'yoyre boichitzim. Yishmuel would take his bow and arrow and shoot at Yitzchok. K'moritema, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, k'mistla alea ayoyre chitzim. Ve'omar aloy mesachek ani. As if he's playing games, he's just playing a game, but really, there's something behind all this game. And that's what Sarah is responding to. He should not dare think that he's going to inherit with my son Yitzchok. Im beni im Yitzchok. What's the double lashon with my son with Yitzchok? It's the same person. Zok Rashi mekevon shu beni afilu im einu hogun ki Yitzchok. Even if he was just a plain son of mine, even if he was not a tzaddik as Yitzchok, nevertheless Yishmuel would not yarishin together with him. Oy hogun ki Yitzchok afilu einu beni. And even if he's a tzaddik like Yitzchok but not my son, also Yishmuel has no right. Ein ze kedai lirash imoy. Surely he's also my son, also Yitzchok. Interesting to note, what does that mean? If it was Yitzchok but not my son, then what shaychus does he have to inheriting Avram? Even if a person has a son who is a Rasha and someone else a great tzaddik, of course the son, the Rasha, will inherit before the strange person who is a tzaddik. Unless it's just a figurative way of saying that he has two reasons to yarsh. Anyway, there. And Avram felt very bad. It was bad in his eyes. What Sarah is telling him regarding his son, that he has to throw him out of the house. That's the posher pshat. Rashi brings on a drash. It was hard for him to hear that his son went off the derech. Rashi brings down the drash first. In simple English, he went off the derech. The posh pshat is, he was sad that Sarah told him to send him out of the house.
Shema bekoilo ki veitzchok yikorei lecho zora.
Says Hashem to Avram, don't feel bad about the Nar, Yishmuel, and your maidservant. Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her, because she's talking beruach hakodesh. And she's right. Yitzchok is the main continuation of you. Says Rashi, shema bekoilo bekoil ruach hakodesh bo. Lomadnu she Avram tofei nesoro benevius. Avram was secondary to Tofel in the Dargo of Nevuah. Posuk Yud Gimel v'gamet ben homo legui asimenu ki zarachohu.
But even though you're sending him out of the house, the child of the shivcha of the maidservant, he will also be a great nation, because after all, he is your son.
Vayashkeim Avraham ababoy ker vayikach lechem v'chem asmayim. Vayitein el hagor so mal shichmo ves hayeled vayishalecheho vateilech vateisa b'midbar b'eir shova.
And Avram Avinu got up early in the morning and he took a loaf of bread and a jug of water. Chemas maim means a jug made out of the skin of an animal. They would skin an animal as one whole piece and sew up the holes, and that would be a jug.
And he puts it on Hogo, on her shoulders, together with the child Yishmuel.
Now keep in mind, Yishmuel is at least 16 years old over here. Why did she have to carry him?
Rashi will tell us he became sick because Sarah put an ayin hara in him. Vatelech, she went vatesa. Literally means she got lost. Where? In the midbar Be'er Sheva, in the desert around Be'er Sheva. But Rashi tells us this lost is not a physical lost. It's a spiritual lost. She went back to being Ovid Avodah Zorah of her father's house. Says Rashi, lechem v'chim esmayim, bread and water. V'loy kesev ezov, no silver, no gold. Even though Avram was very wealthy. Why not? Avram hated him because he went off the derech. He put the child also on Hogo's shoulders. Quite a weight. Soro put an ayin hara in her, and even I. He had fever. He couldn't walk. She got lost. She got lost in the Avodah Zorah of her father's house. Posuk tezvo vayichlu amayim minachim es vatashleich es hayeled tachas achad asichim. And the water from the jug finished because Yishmael is sick and sick people drink a lot. So Hogo put the child Yishmael underneath one of the bushes. Says Rashi vayichlu amayim lefi shederech choylim lishto is halbe. Sick people drink a lot. Vateiler vateishev lo mineged hacheik.
And
she walked away and she sat far away from him. How far? When people used to practice bow and arrow, there was a certain range that they would practice from. She went away two of those ranges, that far. Why? Because she doesn't want to see Yishmael dying of thirst, which is what's going to happen. Vateishev mineged, when he's getting even closer to die, she goes even further. And she raises her voice and she cries. Says Rashi, mineged mirochok, far away. Kim tachave keshes, kishtei tichois. Mitachave is the plural of range. The range of a keshes, of a shooting arrows. That's how the Mishnah refers to when you shoot an arrow. Where do we find such an example? If a person has relations with his wife, what does it have to do with an arrow? Says Rashi, Al Shem Shazera, the zera shoots out like an arrow. Vim Toima, Frek Rashi, if metachave is the plural of tichois, it should have said kimetache keshes. How did the vov get in there? We find other examples that a vav gets stuck in there when it's turned into plural. Kemoi bechag ve'asela. The word chag ve'asela comes from the word migizras v'hoiso admas Yehuda leMitzrayim lechogo. That's the root. Another place, migizras yochoigu, which means broken. Yochoigu v'yonu kashikoil. And yet, when it turns into plural, it turns into bechag ve'asela. You see, the vav is added. V'chein katzvei oretz comes from the word migizras kotze, and plural is katzvei. So Rashi doesn't explain why, but azoidos, the vav is added sometimes. Vateishev mineged, the pasuk repeats itself. Why? And for Rashi, keivon shekorav lomus oisifo leisrachek, she went even further. Pasuk yud zayin vayishma Elohim es koil ha'na'ar vayikro malach Elohim. El Hogor min ha-shomayim v'yemelo Maloch Hogor al tiri ki shoma Elohim el koil ha-na'ar basher hushom. And Hashem heard the tefillah of the Na'ar of Yishmael, and the Malach Hashem calls out to Hogor from the sky. And he tells her, what do you want, Hogor? Of course he knows what he wants. He right away proceeds to the answer. Al tirei, don't be worried, don't be scared. Because Hashem has heard the tefillah of Yishmael in the place he is right now. Even though in the future his generation, his descendants are going to end up killing Am Yisrael. But right now Hashem heard his voice. And right now he is not that bad. He's a tzaddik and he deserves to be saved. Says Rashi, es kuila now, even though Hogar also cried.
but the pasuk stresses that he heard Yishmael's voice. Mikan we learn out Shiofet Tfilas Achoyle Mitfilas Achirim Olof. The Tfilah of the Choyle itself is worth more than others that daven for him. It's sooner to be accepted. Basher Husham, in the place that Yishmael is now, does not mean a physical place. It means a spiritual place. Lefi Maisim Shu Oise Achshov, what he's doing now, who need him. That's what he's judged. V'loy Lefi Mashu Osid La'asois in the future. What's the background to this posuk? Says Rashi, Lefi Shoyu Malachi Ashores Mekatre Gimoimri. Malachi Ashores were being Mekatre. They were prosecuting Yishmael and they said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Misha Osid Zaro Elohom is Bonecho Batzomo. Someone whose descendants are going to kill your children in thirst. Yishmael is going to kill Am Yisrael. Atomale loy be'er, for him you're going to create a nest and you're going to make a well over here. V'moshiv man HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers back, Achshav Mahu, what is he right now? Tzadik or Rosho? Amru loy tzadik. Amar lohem lefi ma'isav shel Achshav anidonoi. I judge him based on what he is now, not the future. V'zehu ba'asher hu shom. V'eichon heimes es Yisrael batzomo. Where do we find that Yishmael indeed, the descendants of Yishmael, killed Am Yisrael with thirst? When Nebuchadnezzar took Am Yisrael into Golos by Churban Bayis Rishon, Shenemar Maso Ba'arov, Yishaya Novi rebukes the Yishmaelim, Likras Tzome, he saw you Mayim, you should have brought water to the thirsty people, Kesho Yumilichim Oy Tzome Tzel Arvim, when Nebuchadnezzar took Am Yisrael by the Arabs, Ho Yisrael Oymrim Lesheveim, they would tell their captors, pass us by our cousins Yishmael, they'll surely have Rachmonos on us. Shenemar over there, it says in the capital in Yeshaya Chof Aleph, Oyenchois Dedonim, with Altikri Dedonim Elo Doidim, which means our cousins. Veilu Yoitzim Nikrosom and Bnei Yishmael come out, Mevilem Boso of Dag Maluach, and they will bring them meat and fish that was salty. So you eat salty meat and salty fish, you get thirsty. And jugs that look full of water. They look full of water. It's empty jugs. His body gets full of air, and that's how they kill them. They kill them by making them thirsty. Posuk Yud Ches Kumi Se'ies Hanar Ve'Achazik Yes Yodeich Boin Ki Le'Goyin Godoy La'Simenu. The Malach tells Hagar, go pick up the Nar, the Yishmael, and hold his hand because he will become a great nation. Va'Yivkach Elohim Es'Einecho Va'Tireh Be'Ir Moim Va'Te'Lech Va'Tmaleh Es Achim Es Mayim Va'Tashk Es Hanar. And Hashem opened her eyes and she sees a well filled with water. And she goes ahead and she fills up the jug with water and she gave the Na'al, the young lad, Yishmael, to drink. And Hashem was with the Na'al, he had siyata d'shmaya and he grew up and he would dwell in the desert and he was a roive kashos. Roiveh means a person that shoots arrows. And although the word keshes means arrows, it doesn't say roiveh keshes, he shoots arrows, rather kashos. The word kashos is the profession who throws arrows, not the arrow itself. Similar to the word chamor, from the word chamor. Chamor is a donkey, and chamor is the profession that rides the donkeys. It says Rashi, roiveh kashos, yoire chitzim bakeshes. He throws arrows with a bow. Kashos, al shema umnus, the profession, k'moy chamor, gamol, tzayod, fichor chashin, mudgeshes, therefore there's a dogesh in the shin, kashos, instead of keshes. Oyoyoshe b'midbor, he would dwell in the desert, u'malast emes o'ivrim, and he would rob passerbyers. U'shenemar, that's what the Malach told Hagar in last week's parasha. Yodoy b'koil, his hand will be in everybody, namely, melastem es abriyos. Posuk Chof Aleph, the last posuk of the topic. Vayeshev mimidbar poron vatikach loy imoy isho me'eret mitzroim.
And Yishmael lived in a desert called Poron, and his mother, Hogol, took him a wife from Mitzrayim. That's where she came from. It says, Rashi Meret Mitzrayim Mimokam Gidulel. That's where she grew up. She was the daughter of Paroi. Shinem Avolo Shivcho Mitzris. Hainu Damre Inchi Zroik Chutro La'aviro. If you throw a stick to the air, A'ikre Koi, it falls right back down where it came from. So too, Hogor, although she was married to Avram, the big tzaddik, and Yishmael also was in Avram's house, but Lamaisa, it was thrown up in the air. Where is it going to land? Where it came from, namely in Mitzrayim. Adkan, the sixth topic of Parshas Vayero, the birth of Yitzchak, and the throwing out of Hogor and Yishmael from Avram Avinu's house.